Psalm chapter 23, verses 1, 2, and 3 tonight. This is probably one of the most famous scriptures in the Bible. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the word tonight. Ask you would anoint it to our ears and to our hearts. Help us to leave tonight edified and built up in our walk with you. I give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Amen. There's a few words here in these verses of Scripture, and one of them is for his name's sake. And that means for his name's benefit or welfare. Amen. The Lord wants his name to be proclaimed. And we know his name is awesome, his name is mighty and powerful. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness for the sake or for the welfare or benefit of his name. Now let's look at that here tonight a little bit, because when you begin to look at this, the subject of righteousness comes up. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And when we have a hunger for righteousness, God's going to fill us. That's in the Word tonight. And an underlying motive and reason for living the righteous life comes into play. Amen. And I want to talk to us tonight about motives. Motives. Amen. Because motives are powerful things. And a motive, the definition of the word motive is the cause or reason for an action. All of us act in a certain way. All of us have our own personalities and so forth. And there are motives for our actions. And some more important than others, but they can be summed up by a scripture tonight. And I'll let my trusty reader read it for us here. Praise the Lord. Anoint him, Lord. At least one of us can get anointed here tonight. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Read for us.
For the word of God is quick and powerful.
Yes.
And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen. Our motives, praise God. And when we hear the word of God, it speaks to us, it should speak to us about the intents of our heart. The Bible doesn't have anything good, not much good about our heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, and no man can know his heart. But there is one, amen, he's not a man, but he is God, and he knows the motives of our heart. He knows why we say what we say. He knows why we think what we think. Amen, he knows us from top to bottom, side to side. There isn't anything about us that he doesn't understand. And all of that, praise God. That's why we need to be in the house of God and hear the preaching of the word of God. Amen. Because we need to let the motives of our heart be exposed to us so we can repent of it, or we can turn away from it so that we can be blessed by God. Right? Praise the Lord. And the intents of the heart speak of moral understanding. And if we serve God for any other reason than because we love him, then we're doing it for the wrong reason. Yes. Amen. And I want to talk about his name a little bit here tonight. All right. Pastor talked about that a week or so ago on Sunday morning, and it was awesome. Praise God. But what makes an individual love the truth and stay with the truth for the rest of their life, through thick and through thin, through good times and bad times? Amen. I've seen the saints of God and pastors and preachers just keep right on going, no matter how difficult, no matter how bad, they just keep right on going. I don't know about you tonight, but I just want to keep on going. I just want to keep on going for the Lord. And I know tonight that doing it for the wrong reason is not going to produce strength to make it all the way. But we've got to have a moral understanding of why the Lord gives us, he leads us in the paths of righteousness. There is a reason that we preach righteousness. Amen. We preach holiness. We preach the right attitude and right spirit. Praise God. And I'm here to give you one of those reasons, and that is our motives. Praise God. And this is where your motives are. It is for the sake of his name. Amen. For the sake of his name. God is very interested in how we feel about his name and everything that's encompassed by his name. Amen. There is something about that that just runs all the way through the parts of Scripture. God is interested in his name. And I'll tell you what, tonight, he's looking for people who feel that way about his name as well. Amen. Some folks are strong in the Lord, and the reason is because of the name of the Lord that they have embraced and they love with all of their heart. Yes. I was praying here this week one day, one morning, and I just began to thank the Lord for a revelation of his name. Praise God. It's not that mom and dad come to church. That's not enough to make it. Amen. It's not enough that people like me there. Amen. Because things are going to change at some point, because this world does not have perfection. There is nothing that is perfect. Amen. Nothing. Nothing that is perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect job. If you said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. Yeah. There's no such thing as a perfect friendship. Yeah. All right. There's no such thing as a perfect car. Yeah. No such thing as a perfect house. We're living in an imperfect world. Right. Amen. And so what we have to understand tonight is that there is only one thing that is perfect, and that's the Lord. He's the only thing that we can depend upon in our life, and he will always be there. Praise God. And when we get a revelation of his name, amen, then as we live for God, it is because of his name's sake. Praise God. I love his name tonight. I'm thankful for a revelation of his name tonight. Praise God. And, you know, sometimes we work hard on the job because we want the boss to elevate us or promote us. That's a motive tonight. And then there is a motive of hard work because it is the right thing to do. That's a motive. Amen. And so we've got to have the right motive when we walk with the Lord and we give our lives to him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, you can come to church because your parents do, or because you may like somebody here, or they might like you, But what's going to happen when the imperfect part of that breaks down? Yeah, and it does break down. Things like that happen, and it's because we're people here tonight. I've had those in pastoring that said there's nobody at the church that's truly a Christian, and they're all hypocrites. I had a guy here in town say that he didn't want to come to church. I invited him. He's one of the upstanding people in our community. And he said, I'm not going to come to church. He said, they're all hypocrites. And what I should have said was, come on and join us. Join us. One more isn't going to hurt anything. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. If you just look around, you're going to see hypocrites there and there. Or somebody that falls. Amen. That's why the Bible says if you fall, you just need to get back up and go again. Praise God. Why do we do that? Why do we make it and stick with it through thick and through thin? It's because of a motive. Amen. And that motive is the name of the Lord. Praise God. And it'll keep you going through hell. It'll keep you from going, stopping in the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. And it'll keep you right on going. Now, I want to focus on a story real quickly here tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 23.
And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them and all the men of Israel. And when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid.
They were sore afraid. There was motives involved here. And go to verse 29. I know I gave Brother Micah the scriptures. I printed them out for him. But would you go to verse 29? Look that up and read that for us, brother.
And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause?
Is there not a motive?
Yeah.
Is there not a reason? Yes. Praise God. We're here and we're supposed to join in battle. And there's got to be a reason. Yes. And 1 Samuel 17 and verse 43 through 46, read that.
And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield.
Yes.
But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel,
yes,
whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and into the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Praise God. What words of faith are those?
Yeah.
Give me those words of faith right there. Amen. And to have a motive. Amen. Goliath said, I'm going to kill you and feed your flesh to the fowls of the air. Yeah. And David responded by saying, I'm going to cut your head off and I'm going to feed your flesh to the fowls of the air. Yeah. And while we're at it, while we got this thing going, we're just going to feed you, all of you, your flesh to the fowls of the air. Almost sounded like he was being cocky and hard-headed. But he was not being proud. He just believed that much in his name, in the name of the Lord. But I come to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm not coming with money. I'm not coming with sword or shield, but I'm coming in the name of the Lord. We have a great God tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
I said we have a great God tonight. He's able to do anything. Amen. He created all things. Praise God. And God must have looked down and said, now there's somebody I love. There's somebody that I'm impressed with. Amen. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and use him and let him be the king instead of Saul.
All right.
Praise God. Yeah. I want to be blessed by God tonight.
Amen.
I want his smile to be upon my face and in my heart. Amen. I remember when Pastor first took pastorship here. It's been almost 5 years now.
Yeah.
And he talked about the favor of God. And there is something about the favor of God that we all need to desire in our hearts. I want God to smile upon me. I want his face to shine upon me. Amen. And when his face shines upon us, good things are going to happen. Praise God. Good things are on the way. When his face is toward us. Amen. Psalm chapter 18 and verse 46 through 49. Read for us tonight.
It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name.
Sing praises unto what?
Thy name.
Unto his name. Yes. Praise God.
Yes.
Folks, we've got to have a revelation of that name.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. There's a difference in having Jesus Christ as God manifest in the flesh. And there's another one that says he is the second person of a holy Trinity. But he is not the second person of a holy Trinity. He is God manifest in the flesh. God literally came down and stepped inside that body of Jesus Christ. Amen. He was God and he was man at the same time. The Bible talks about it as a mystery, but I'm so thankful that God decided to do it that way. Amen. I was thanking God for that here just the other day. Amen. Because when we come to that understanding, then your real motives are going to come out. And there will be a Saul that will be introduced into your life. And there will be bad things that will come into your life. Amen. And you'll have opportunity for revenge. You'll have opportunity to slice the other person or situation into pieces.
Right.
Amen. And you'll have an opportunity to cut part of the skirt off of your problem.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But the real motive will come out. And you will repent of what you've done, amen, not because that other person was right, but because it's the right thing to do. It's a motive, amen. It's a motive that we have, and the motive that we should have, amen, is that God's in control. God, it is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. Amen. God delivered David in David's eyes. It wasn't his power or strength. Amen. And David was real good at all that. I think it was 30 of his chosen men. And the Bible talks about things that they accomplished. But I read in one place where David said, I can run through a troop and I can leap over a wall. I would have loved to see him in battle. Running through a troop like a combine, just mowing people down. Amen. I can just see some of those men that followed him. Amen. That slew hundreds of men by himself. You don't do that unless you've got ability. Amen. They could take a sling and they could hit a target within the breadth of a hair. Amen. These guys were dangerous. They knew how to protect themselves. They knew how to fight, and not just to fight, but to win. They had confidence in their self. Well, praise the Lord. They had confidence in the flesh if they wanted to, but they understood that it is God that helps us. There is a motive, amen, and the motive is for the sake of his name, amen. Psalm chapter 8, now let's see, we just read that one. Philippians chapter 3, verses 4, 5, and 6 tonight. Now this is the Apostle Paul writing to the Philippians, and he was telling them about himself and about his accomplishments and all of the things that he had done in his life. And I want you to listen to this. Go ahead and read tonight.
Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
Yes. Amen. He was a good debater. He knew the scriptures frontwards, backwards, upside down, and right side up. He was an accomplished individual, and he was blameless. Nobody could point a finger at him and say, you broke this law, or you're a hypocrite, or whatever. And so when he came to God, there were some things that had to be revealed in his heart. There had to be some motives that were there. And one day he was on the road to Damascus. And my old pastor used to say it had just rained that morning. And there was a big puddle of mud. Amen. And they came riding by to go to Damascus to do the will of God. Amen. And the Lord spoke and knocked him off his high horse and rolled him around in that mud. Amen. And said, I'm Jesus whom you persecute. And there he was. Amen. I was talking to Jared Scott the other day when he was here preaching. We went out to eat afterwards. And I was talking to him about his dad, Brother Scott. Him and I were like brothers, and we talked to each other every week. He asked me to come down to Arkansas and help him on a job. And it had rained. Amen. Those of you who know Brother Scott, you know, well, if you've been around him for 5 minutes, you know Brother Scott. We were working inside this building, and to walk out to go to your car, your pickup truck, or whatever it was, you had to go along this trail because there was mud everywhere. I mean, it was deep mud. And he ran out that door, tripped, and fell into that mud. And he didn't just fall into the mud and then stand up. He rolled around in the mud. Praise God. God knows how to humble the preachers. I was laughing my head off. I'm telling you, I am confessing tonight. I laughed my head off, and he didn't have any clothes to change into. And I said, well, we're going to have to find a Goodwill, and I'll go in and buy you some clothes, and we'll find a gas station, and you can change. So we found the Goodwill, and I went in there, and I bought him a Hawaiian shirt, and I bought him a pair of pants. Amen. And I'm sure he never forgot that all the days of his life. Praise God. Paul was like that. He had it all figured out. He had it all together. Amen. But then some things came along, and he was knocked down. Amen. He heard a voice. He looked up into heaven, and he saw that burning light. brighter than the noonday sun, and it blinded him. And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Capital L-O-R-D. Yeah, yeah. "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord answered and said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Uh-huh. It's hard for you to kick against your the motives and all of that. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. Yeah. Amen. And later on, after he matured a little bit in this way, Philippians 3, verses 8 through 11. Read for us here tonight, brother.
"Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." Amen. Real motives come out. Amen. Real motives come out if you live for God any length of time. And you're going to come to the place where you'll have to say, all of the accomplishments of my life, they are really nothing when it comes to the call of God and living for God. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, you got to stick with it all the way to the end. And the only way you're going to do that is to have the right motive in your heart. Amen. You're here tonight for a reason. I'm here for a reason. I'm supposed to preach tonight. Praise God. No, that's not the reason, Pastor. Amen. But that's one of the reasons that I'm here. Amen. And I'm here because God has filled me with the Holy Ghost. Baptized me in his precious name. Amen. Filled me with his precious Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you what, I'm blessed tonight. I'm more blessed than anybody here tonight. My brother asked me here a while back, he said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing fine. I'm more blessed than what I deserve." And I've told the Lord recently, I don't know why you picked me, but I'm so thankful that you did. I had this going and that going, maybe not as much as somebody else, but when I came to God, I just put it all on the altar. Amen. Just put it all on the altar and let God burn it up. Amen. It's counted to me as dung that I may win Christ. And that's talking a lot about his teachings and his zeal for the Lord. Yeah. Amen. He just put it all on the altar.
Yes.
And he said, "I'm giving it to you, God. It really means nothing. Yeah. The only thing that means anything is your name.
Your name.
Amen. The day is going to come when God's going to present you with an altar. God's going to put an altar before you and say, "Now, are you willing to give this up?" Amen. And he may use another individual. He may use sickness. Amen. You probably noticed that I shake. That's a part of Parkinson's disease. And I'm praying for God to heal me.
Yes.
Amen. I really am. Yes. But I want you to know, I'm just going to take it. And I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to live for God and do the best that I can with what I have.
Yes.
Praise God. I used to buy double dip cones. Now I just get a shake. Praise the Lord. Well, we might as well smile a little bit. Amen. It's a good thing to live for God. It's a fun thing most of the time to live for God. Amen. And Psalms chapter 29 and verse 2.
is give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name.
To his name. There it is again.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. By any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
Oh, that's where I got goofed up. That's all right. That was my fault. Somebody said it was his fault. All right, it's my fault. I confess. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Read for us tonight.
Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Amen. Why does he want us to do that? It's for the sake of his name. It's for the sake of his name.
All right.
Amen. Exodus 34, verses 5 through 7. This is a powerful scriptures here. Read for us.
And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation.
Well, praise God. And that's all because of his name. He gave all of those things that he does. And it was because the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there and proclaimed his name. Praise God. He proclaimed his name. I'm going to finish here in just a moment or two. Amen. But I just want to share that God is great. Amen. Our God is a great God. Amen. And what we're involved in here tonight is promoting his name. Amen. Healing comes through his name. Praise God. Salvation comes through his name. Everything that is that is in the church, in the Word of God, is a product or byproduct of his name. Do all in word or deed in his name. We baptize in his name, and there's a difference. Amen. It is the name of the Lord. The Holy Ghost comes in the name of the Lord. Righteousness is represented by his name. Amen. The church living right. The church doing right. Praise God. Praise God. It's because of righteousness. It's not the clothes that we wear that makes us righteous. Amen. But it is the power of the name of the Lord. Amen. When I was in the world, I could not handle the problems. I fell into depression and all of that. But I'll tell you what, now I've got a place to go. I've got an altar I can go to. Amen. Don't let anything discourage you. Don't let anything turn you aside. Amen. Because the name of the Lord is powerful. It is strong. Amen. And it will help you if you just lean on him. Amen, because he is represented by all of those things and so much more. Praise God. He's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And that's after 50 years. He's still the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And if you'll keep your attitude right and the motive of your heart right, I'll tell you tonight, you're going to make it all the way and hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Amen. He's not going to judge you by the things that you have accomplished in this world, but he's going to strip it all away. The Bible says we are naked and open unto him. Amen. And we're going to stand there naked. Amen. Every part of our life exposed. Amen. And he's going to look to see what our motive was. He's going to look to see what our attitude was. He's going to look to see those things. And I just want it to be holy. I want it to be holy unto the Lord. Amen. It's been 51 years now of serving the Lord, trying to serve the Lord. Amen. And I'll tell you what, a lot of water's gone under the bridge. I could talk about preachers in a negative way. I could talk about saints in a negative way. Amen. I could talk about a lot of things. But I'll tell you what, there are times that in living for God, like Joseph Dean, a Baptist preacher, and he was diagnosed as having a brain tumor, and he was having seizures and memory loss, and one of the men in our church told me about it, and I said, let's pray for him. And so I was working out at a workout place. At that time, I can't do that now, but I was working out a bit, and Joseph Dean came, and we went into one of the side rooms, and myself and the brother, we began to pray for him, and I laid my hands on him, and God miraculously healed that man, and he went back to the doctor. And the doctor said, I don't know what's happened, but there's not a brain tumor there anymore. And he was, I guess, influential. And he, let's see, there was something about an article that came in the newspaper about it. And he went around and bought up all the newspapers he could find. And he posted that on around everywhere. Amen. My God has done some exciting things in my life. I've been able to see great things. Praise God. Praise God. It's not all bad. Amen. The good outweighs the bad. Praise the Lord. I look at some of you here tonight, and you've been here nigh unto 50 years. Praise the Lord. Well, not that long. It just seems like it. Praise God. 30 plus years. And I've seen as you've gone through your trials and your temptations and the good times and the bad times. But it thrills my heart to see you here one more time. Praise God. And I've got the right motive. I love God more than I love anything else in this world. Yes, praise the Lord. Let's stand together here tonight. Yes. Amen. I hope that it blesses somebody. Hope the Word of God has blessed at least one person here tonight. Amen. But we've got to have the right motive. It's for the sake of His name. Amen. He does all of these things so that the world will be able to say, look at their God. Look at their God. He brought them through the Red Sea. He did all of these things. He knocked down the walls of Jericho. And those people were afraid. Amen. They said, our hearts are melted because of what the Lord has done. Amen. The Lord has done great things here. Amen. He's going to do great things here. Amen, and He is going to enhance His name, and those that are around here, amen, they're going to see that our God is a great God. I think it was Sister Stacy one time, there was an influential lady in Augusta, and they were talking. And she said, those folks over there talking about us, she said, they believe what they preach. Or they live what they preach. Amen. Can't get a better testimony than that. Can't get anything better than that. Praise the Lord. I want my life to expose Him. I want my life, amen, to be an example of what's right. Can we just pray together here tonight? God, you're so good to me. I thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, lift your voice tonight. Let's just talk to God for a moment. Let the Holy Ghost show you what is the motive of your heart. Oh, God, I need you more than anything. I need your presence more than anything. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have you got a chorus? You have a chorus?
Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is glorious. No other name by which we're set free. Lord, your name.
Your name. Wonderful.
It's glorious.
Glorious.
No other name by which we're set free. Lord, your name is lifted high. Your name is magnified.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God is on the throne tonight. Praise the Lord. And Pastor, we want you to know we're praying for you. And we're not stopping. Amen. I was here at the church this morning praying for our pastor. Sometimes we get locked into that thing where we say, I'll be praying for you. The chief of police, the former chief of police, I was on the committee with the other pastors in town, and he said, prayer is kind of like wishing for something. So whenever he says, I'll be praying for you, I'll just be wishing that everything works out. Be ye warmed and filled. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, that's not the kind of prayer God's waiting on. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Cowan. God's good to us. Thankful for his blessings. And I'm just going to keep on keeping on. Amen. Now, I'll tell you what. I've been waiting one whole year for this service tonight. And it's finally come around. And you know what? One of these days, I've been waiting for the Lord to come back again and take me out of this place. Amen. And one day it's going to happen. And the Lord's going to open a door that no man can shut. Praise God. And we're going to get out of this place. Praise God. God bless you tonight.